Catching up with Bear from Nine Pines Resort in Marinesco, and let's talk a little bit about the ice on Lake Ogibbeck. Bear, welcome to the show again.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Adam.
So I've been getting some reports of a little bit of perch fishing going on and some sketchy ice conditions, though. I would imagine it's probably pretty slushy, too. So, yeah, I would love to hear what you got going on there, especially at the south end, which I have zero reports for. All the reports I got are from Berglund Bay. So what's going on in the south end?
Yeah, well, there's definitely been fishermen going out for quite some time already. I mean, like, you know, at least 3 weeks. We had ice earlier than we have in the past few years, which was a good sign. But then, of course, we got lots of snow on top of it. You know, we got 3-4 feet of snow in the last couple of weeks. So that's where your slushy conditions are coming out. And the guys that are venturing out on the bays, most of them are just walking out there. I don't personally recommend travel on the main lake basin just because of what you said, that things are a little dicey with all the snow that we got. So the ice is just building out there.
Hmm. So how many inches do you think you have on the south end there by Marinesco?
I would say that we probably got 6 to 8 inches. But like I said, a lot of snow on top of that. So it makes it a little tough travel right now.
All right, yeah. So what have you been hearing for catches at this point?
Mainly walleyes. I haven't had too many reports of people venturing out for perch yet, because most of our perch fishing is done in the deeper water, not in the bays. But there hasn't been a lot of guys venturing too far out yet. I think probably, hopefully, by after the holidays, Christmas time, that we'll be able to travel around in snowmobile.
Gotcha. And do you know what they're catching a walleye on? Is it just a minnow bite?
Yeah, mainly sucker minnows are what they've been using, guys coming in, and then jigging rapalas, like number 7 jigging wraps, has been working well.
Excellent tip there. I imagine they're probably using the standard colors as usual on Lake Ogibbeck, fire tiger, perch, that kind of color.
Yep, like chartreuse, and then the bright orange color works well also.
Awesome. Good stuff right there. I appreciate the ice fishing report. And, Bear, I'd like to continue with you later this hour and get into kind of a firearm deer season recap and see if anybody's doing any good with black powder as well, if we get a little more time from you.
That sounds good, Adam.
Bear from Nine Pines Resort in Marinesco on Lake Ogibbeck. And we'll continue with him, talk a little deer hunting later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.